The heavy rain that came with Tropical Storm Colin led to the voluntary evacuation of some residents in a Largo mobile home park Tuesday. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has more.
Early in the day, Largo firefighters helped about 30 people from their flooded homes in the Mariner's Cove mobile home park off Ulmerton Road. Later, neighbors were going back to help each other retrieve what they could from the almost 4 feet of water. Jerome Sims came out on a raft pulled by a friend and carrying a garbage bag with only his wallet, cell phone, charger, and some toiletries. He thinks he lost a lot of his possessions.
Brand new furniture, brand new floors, everything's floating.
Because it's located near a creek that connects to Tampa Bay, the park has experienced similar flooding during high tides and past tropical storms. But Sims, who moved in after the most recent flood 4 years ago, says he wasn't told that when he bought his home.
There was no disclosure about this type of flooding. So what am I going to do?
Some of the park's residents are going to try to stay in their flooded homes. About 20 others went to a temporary Red Cross shelter. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.